Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got that password 10 minutes away, Kid Nation.
All right.
We'll be playing Beat the Bank Extreme in no time. We had another pregnancy story come in.
Oh, boy.
Still stemming from the Kaylee Cuoco. And this is a public service announcement to all humans. Just don't ask unless you know 100%. This from the text. When I was a freshman in high school, my algebra teacher pulled me off to the side and with a very concerned and serious look, asked me if I was pregnant.
Oh, no.
When I asked, am I getting fat? She nodded. I then, with tears in my eyes, told her I was, in fact, not pregnant. And then she went on to tell me about the sports the high school offered that I could get involved with.
Oh, my.
SMH.
Wow.
I told you, it's not just the dudes doing it. Sometimes the girls jump on that one as well. So that's an embarrassing story for them right there.
Is it worse when it's a girl, Kelly, do you think?
I think so, right? Because they should know. A little more. I mean, it's just bad either way.
Girls
depends on where you are in your life, I guess, you take it.
You probably don't want to do that to a freshman in high school. That's probably not a good look right there. No. That probably wrecks them. Had a good weekend this weekend, by the way.
What'd you do?
Good.
I got to go to the Ed Sheeran concert.
Oh, nice.
And a little background on this, because I was not going to go. I didn't have tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually been working with my dude, White Cheddar, with our producer, White Cheddar, because I told you guys about my neighbor and my son's, one of his best friends, Grayson,
yeah,
who was just diagnosed with brain cancer, and their life just changed completely in the blink of an eye. And the first time he moved after his brain surgery was to an Ed Sheeran song, The Perfect, because that's his favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, he had just been laying on his back, moving his leg a little bit and his arm, but he moved. He moved his entire body when he heard that song to turn over and look at me.
Mm.
And I figured, man, that would be really cool if we could get a video from Ed Sheeran saying, hey, Grayson,
I'm rooting for you.
Just a quick 10-second video from Ed Sheeran. So I was reaching out to his old tour manager and got some response, but he wasn't on the tour this time around.
Okay.
And it's just, I kept hitting all these dead ends because I had been working on it for about a week. And then on Friday, White Cheddar comes up to me and says, hey, we might be able to make this work because I got you some tickets to Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
And a meet and greet.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm like, awesome. And Ed Sheeran is such a good dude that I knew that. Yeah, you just, he's a friend of the show. We've known him since the beginning. So I knew, I'm like, all I need is a face-to-face with Ed.
Yeah.
And we'll be fine. So my wife and I go out there to the meet and greet, and we're ready to go. I mean, she has her camera set. I told her to do it horizontally.
Yeah.
So it shows up nicely on his little Facebook page, because we do have a Prayers for Grayson page set up and everything. And I'm practicing how I'm going to bring it up to him real quick because you don't have very much time, but you still want to tell him the story.
Yeah.
So we're ready to go. And they take us down into the gut of the stadium.
The innards.
The innards, where you see all the people doing a lot of interesting things, and you don't know what really they're doing, but it's cool.
They're all very busy.
Yeah, they're all busy. You don't know exactly where they're going, but they're all going in a hurry.
How many people at this meet and greet?
Not very many, actually.
Okay.
Man, I would say 20.
Oh, wow.
It's a small meet and greet.
Okay.
And so we line up, and I tell Kenzie, I'm like, we should probably go last.
Yeah.
You know, because if you go last, that's usually when they're at their loosest and they'll
got a little more time.
A little more time just in case it goes by fast.
Yeah. Well, you hope, unless everybody ahead of you took too much time. Yeah. And then it's a risk.
Yeah,
it's
the opposite.
It's a gamble.
I'd rather go first.
And so then we get to the line, and we start lining up, and they tell us, hey, we're going to let you guys go individually. I'm like, all right, cool. We don't need to go last.
One
we're fine.
On one
it's one
time.
On one time. And we're lined up, and I'm like, this is awesome. I can't wait to post this on Grayson's page. And then the manager comes out, and he goes, all right, guys, it's a couple things.
Uh-oh.
Ed will take a picture. Ed will do a selfie. Ed will sign whatever you need him to sign. He'll have a little conversation with you.
I feel butt coming.
This is awesome. And he goes, but absolutely, under no circumstances, no videos.
Oh.
Ooh. And this has gotten burned.
Something must have happened.
Something happened. Yeah.
And I know this. Every artist needs that guy. They need the no man.
Well, yes. It's also a beatdown.
It is
like,
a beatdown.
Will you make a video for this?
Exactly.
It's more work for them.
Because if it were up to everyone, everyone would want a video of Ed Sheeran saying their name or saying hi to their aunt or their mom or their brother or sister.
Let me FaceTime my sister.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
But to me, this was different. You know, this is because I have a different thing going on. So I looked at Kenzie, and she looks beat down. My wife looks like, oh, no, this is over. And I said, no, I'm going to go up to the manager, and he's going to understand. Right?
Please, my face. Understand.
And she goes, why don't we just break the rules and do it anyways? And yeah. Just pretend like you didn't hear it.
Right.
I was like, because I did. I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it, and I don't know for what. I should have listened to her because I walked up to the manager, and I was like, hey, man. And you know, when you start walking up to them, they get all like, hey, why are you out of line?
Yeah.
There's busy people
something
walking
about
around.
To go down?
Yeah. Are you rushing me? Nah, man, I'm walking up with my hands up. And I said, listen, sir. I know you just told us no videos, but I have this little kid who was diagnosed with brain cancer, and he moved for the first time listening to Ed's song. So I was wondering, and he goes, no videos, mate. And I was like, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
And he goes, I am deeply sorry. But we cannot do videos. And I said, not even one. All right. So I walked back to my wife with my tail between my legs.
Yeah.
And she goes, we're going to have to break the rules. Ooh. And I said, yep, we're going to have to break the rules.
Oh, boy.
We're
going
to have to break the rules. But I'm like, but you know what? Ed is such a cool guy that he's going to do it and nobody's going to know.
This is why you ask for forgiveness, not for permission.
Exactly. And I'm like, and nobody will know because it's just going to be us with Ed. Right?
Until you put it on the Facebook page.
Until we put it on. And you know what? I'll take the repercussions when I put it up on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Which would probably be, hey, man, we asked you not to do that. Right? So we get in there with Ed Sheeran.
Did you hear a little Mission Impossible theme going in the background? Because you got this old covert thing going.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're going to break the rules and everything. Oh, yeah.
I
felt totally.
Okay.
Yeah. 100% out. But I'm like, I'm ready to break the rules.
All right.
I am going to be such a bad boy right now.
Uh-huh.
Such a bad boy. So I walk in with my wife, and Ed automatically remembers us.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
He remembers the show. First thing out of Ed's mouth was, hey, how's the show going?
Perfect.
Ed,
no pun intended.
Ed's great, Ed. The show's going great. Kelly says hi. Al says hi. Jenna says what's up. They couldn't make it to the show.
In fact.
Yeah. And he goes, so everything's been going well, man. He goes, I think about Kid all the time. All these nice things. He tells me he's working on some music, did some studio thing. I'm thinking, all right, Ed, that's great, but I need to tell you this story.
Oh, no. Enough about you, Ed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I only have very limited time with you. Now, as I'm about to start speaking.
And Kenzie's queuing up the camera.
Yeah, camera. Kenzie's standing there like, I see her just doing this little, like she has to pee.
Dance.
Yeah, the pee-pee dance. And she's standing there with the camera.
Yeah.
And I'm about to start my story. And as soon as I'm about to start, manager dude.
Oh! Yep.
There he is. I feel him. I felt his presence.
Oh, he knew what you were up to.
I felt his presence. And I peeked over my shoulder. And there he is standing right next to me.
Arms folded.
Uh-huh. Up against the wall.
And he's thinking, little caption over his head. You know what I just told you, mate.
Exactly. And you know why he walked in there? Because I had just asked him if I could do that.
Yeah.
And he knew that I was probably going to try to break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked in there and puts his back up on the wall. And I look at him and I just kind of nod like, well played. So Ed goes, should we take a picture? And I was like, yeah, but can I tell you a quick story? Thinking that maybe. So I tell him the story. I tell him how he moved at the song. And he goes, mate, that is such great news. Keep me posted. And I said,
well, give me your cell phone.
And in
Ed.
My head,
I'm
like,
not going to do that, Ed.
I'm like, I want to ask you for your number. I'm like, in my head, I'm going like, well, let's get a video for him. And it's going on in my head. I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right, let's take a selfie. And we take the selfie. And I'm like, yeah. And Kenzie's looking at me like, break the rules. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to break the rules. And I looked at him. I'm like, Ed, one last thing.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I was like, thanks.
Okay, JC, the perfect solution. How many times have people tried to take a picture and their camera's accidentally on video?
On video, yeah.
And you hit the button.
I know. And I said, thanks.
Of course, I got, you know, armchair quarterback.
And Kenzie is standing there with the camera. And she looks at me and just goes, what?
And this was after the selfie?
After the selfie. We just walked out and she goes,
she should have just been videoing the whole time.
Ed grabbed the camera too, so he had it. And when he handed it back, that's when I had my shot. And she just looked at me like, I should have broken the rules.
Well,
I had
the
opportunity.
You know. You put everybody in an awkward position when you break the rules.
I know.
But
I didn't get the video.
Yeah.
I feel like a failure.
No,
I should have broken the rules. I should have taken the tackling. Even if that would have happened. I don't care what would have happened.
Well, they may have kept your phone.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I don't know. No, they wouldn't have, because Ed's people are nice. They're just trying to protect them.
Yeah.
and he would have done it. And I'm just such a wuss. I felt like such a wuss.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we got your password coming up, but I'm not the only one that had a celebrity interaction. Nick Adams, our boy, producer Nick.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey there, sir.
I don't want to story trump you or anything, JC.
No, do share, sir, because yours is...
You know, my celeb is a little bigger than Ed Sheeran.
Okay. Wow.
Mine was on social media this weekend.
Oh.
So it wasn't a face-to-face.
But those are the best sometimes.
Yeah. So I get a notification on Instagram. Someone liked a video of mine.
Hey,
I was like, whoa. And I posted this video 8 weeks ago.
Yo!
What was the video?
Well, Lindsay Lohan liked my video of me making fun of her dance moves.
What?
I don't know why.
That's awesome.
I have so many questions. Why 8 weeks later? How far down in the hashtag feed was I?
Yeah.
So she took a deep dive in her mentions and randomly liked a video of mine.
Everyone.
Wow.
Did you do the hashtag, do the Lilo?
I did. And I tagged her.
We all did it.
But yeah, 15 other people did it.
Yeah, right. How come we didn't get it?
But she liked yours.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you could date her now.
I mean,
she obviously chose you out of everyone.
Yeah, she selected me. So,
that's
you know,
how it works.
Sorry to trump your Ed Sheeran story, but.
Did she start following you too?
No. She did. Aww. She slid into the DMs.
Hey, that's pretty cool, though.
That is dope.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
for sure.
She was stalking you in a way 8 weeks back. So, Nick had a success story.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick. Go check out his video on his Insta page. What's your Instagram? Nick Adams.
At Nick Adams Picks.
At Nick Adams Picks. You can see that like from Lindsay Lohan right there. Just glowing right there. All right, Kid Nation, we got that Beat the Bank password for you. You're going to need this here within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in. You use the password, you pick your vault, and then you hold off to win as much money as you can. And that password you need is bonus.
Bonus
is your password. Write it down, lock it in your brain, whatever you got to do, because Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And here's some more money for you. It's time to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 13 to play. You pick the vault. Just make sure you know that password. We just gave it to you. You know the password, you gain access, and you stay in there as long as you can to claim your money. A lot of people celebrated Halloween over the weekend. I would say my favorite costume that I saw was the filter, no filter. Couple's costume.
Yeah.
So it's a guy and a girl dressed the same. Obviously, the guy does not look as good as the girl, and he has a sign that says "no filter."
Perfect.
Gotcha.
And then the girl has filter because she looks awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I like that.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Jen, I saw that you finally revealed your costume to the world on Instagrams.
Yes, number one, not my couple's costume with Weezy. That's for Wednesday.
So Wednesday we'll get another
actual Halloween. Yeah. This one was. I went a little more conceptual with mine. I didn't. You know, for my costume in itself was more of the full photo.
Yeah.
I put photos of all of the guys that have ghosted me or just been terrible on tombstones made of graveyard. And then I blurred them out because I wanted to kind of take the higher road, because if I actually showed the real photos, that'd be pretty bad.
Do you have a picture without them being blurred out, just in case?
Yeah, all of the original photos. So we had to do that in post.
Yeah.
Along with the ghost. So yeah, I just wanted to be ghosted. Just my dating life.
Okay, all right.
So they're all on the tombstones, and there's ghosts everywhere around me.
How many dudes got the treatment? Six. Six guys.
Six. So that would be six. Not the actual ex, though. He's not included in this.
He doesn't get to be a part of the Halloween costume.
No, he's done. But these are just the six. I mean, truthfully, there's probably only four that really kind of did me wrong. The other two were just funny.
You know, guys
that I went out with, and it didn't work out.
Have any of the guys that are on there hit you up?
No, but they,
regarding this.
But they've all watched the stories. So, you know, the thing is, a few of them on there, they know. They know that it's them. Because they can, if you zoomed in and you would know that was a photo of yours or your Instagram profile photo, you would know that that was you.
Gotcha. So only the guys in the pictures know.
I think so, yeah.
By their picture,
you know,
obviously.
You know if it's you, yeah.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, because you can tell by some of the photos if you really look close.
Was Al one of them?
Al was not one of them. Al has not done me wrong or ghosted me or anything.
See there?
We've never dated.
Never ghosted Jenna.
Or gone out.
Uh-huh. Gina?
Did you dress up this weekend, Kelly?
No.
With kids?
No.
No
real story there, but no.
Are they dressing up Wednesday?
Emma Kelly is. She's, well, I guess it's not a big surprise. I don't think she's trying to keep it a secret. She's going to be an avocado.
Yeah. Oh, so millennial of her.
Yeah. So that's what she's
being. You could
be
her toast.
No.
She's just an avocado, huh?
Yes. Alan wants us to dress up as we record our podcast.
Sandwich and some loving?
Yes. We're going to have to record it early.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He wants us to do that.
You need a Halloween podcast. Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't think I'm dressing up. Anymore.
I just never have. Alan really loves it, my husband, but it's just never been my thing. And I, you know, I'll do it if he wants me to.
I'm going
to
dress Halloween-y on Wednesday. I don't, not full costume, but I'm going to wear my Halloween shirt.
Yeah, my wife's got a costume. She's going to be dressing up for
awesome.
Sure.
In years
is it a
past,
secret?
No, I don't think it's a secret. I mean, it's going to be on Halloween night. She won't get mad. She wants to dress as Selena.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well. Selena's, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
With the bustier, is that what it's called? The bra thing? The sparkly bra?
Yeah.
It's going to be weird to go trick-or-treating.
with
but it's Selena.
Yeah.
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 She wanted me to dress up as Chris, I think, her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would get
but
that.
But nobody would get it. Yeah, they would get Selena, but I don't think they would get Chris.
I mean, if you really did it, you know, and then you posted the side-by-side photos. Sometimes people
together,
do that.
Together, yeah. I think they'll get it.
Together.
Or you wear I am Chris t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
I'm Selena's husband, Chris.
Selena's husband.
I think in our neighborhood, people just look at us like, what's JC? what's he doing? I know.
Does anybody stay home to give out candy in your neighborhood? Because all the parents are really into it and want to take their kids trick-or-treating.
We're going to do the
one
please
home.
Be honest and take a little handful. We did that last year and it worked out.
Really?
And then we get back pretty early because our kids are little, so we'll be back
in time to give out
in time to give out to the older kids. And my daughter loves doing that, so she sits out on the porch.
I still don't know what's going on.
Hands out.
They haven't told you? You live in new neighborhood now.
People I've run into that live in my neighborhood tell me what they think happens in my cul-de-sac, but the people that actually live in my cul-de-sac haven't given me the heads up. That apparently, they set up tables, and we just all bring our buckets out and put them on the tables, and the parents kind of hang out and maybe take an adult beverage while kids come up to our tables. And I don't know. This is what I was told.
We're totally getting away from the whole ring the doorbell because it's so scary to have to walk up as a child and ring a doorbell and say trick or treat.
I don't know. This is what I was told.
I did find one of my old costumes that it's the kind of like the bank robber costume with the wig, and it's got the skull mask, like a metal skull mask. Yeah. So I might stay back and scare the kids. Because it's always fun when you open the door and then you give them a nice little wow and see who runs away and who stays.
I'm going over to help my little sister do her makeup. I'm so proud of her. She is taking after me and loves scary things, and she is dressing as Annabelle.
The doll?
The scary doll. She did it for school, but they had to tone it down because it's like, how scary can you be going to school?
Not a lot of blood, I don't think.
Right. But maybe a little more for Halloween.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
You should go all out.
Make her really scary.
Is your brother going to dress up?
I don't know if he's dressing up. I'm sure he is. I don't know what his costume is, though. He's too cool now. He has, like, girlfriends and stuff.
What? Oh. Awesome.
We had a funny conversation with my dad and stepmom at the movie this weekend.
Yeah, about girls?
He had a party with girls. Oh, he's going to get so embarrassed if I'm telling this. But he's 12. And I remember he's in eighth grade.
Yeah. That's about the time,
What, 12, 13, yeah. So he's in eighth grade, and then I remember, so we had this whole conversation about what kids are doing at parties in eighth grade, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Holding hands.
It's so weird to think about. He has like three little girlfriends. I'm selling him out.
Oh, wow.
Sorry,
just
one.
Just one.
We have crushes.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means. Does he have one main girlfriend?
Yeah, you have crushes.
Does he have girls that like him?
And then eventually
he's
like in
the
get
field,
one.
Keeping his options
open.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Okay.
Can't do it at
I gotta
that
get to
age.
The bottom of this. I'm gonna figure it out.
Can't do it at that age. You can't do it.
I like that Emma Kelly has crushes, but one of her friends is going trick-or-treating with boys and invited Emma Kelly to go. She said, no.
Why not?
I don't want her. I'm glad she doesn't want to go trick-or-treating with boys because it's not about the candy. She still wants to get the candy.
Oh, okay.
So she's going with a little girlfriend.
Okay.
I was very happy about that.
But you've said that you can't wait for all that
to happen. But I mean, you know,
later on.
In limits.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
Your daughter is just like
you. I still want
candy. I do too.
I want to go. That's really why I'm going trick or treating.
So here's a hack that I used to do as a college guy. So they can't tell that you're a grown man, or a woman. Just wear a mask, and then they don't know that you're not a teenager or preteen.
Full woman bod.
Just tape them down.
Yeah, you do.
Tape them
down.
You look stunning, by the way.
You know the other alternative. What? Go buy some candy. Thank you, Al.
You buy the candy, of course, but if you want free candy, you just have to blend in with the kids. And dress up like them.
No, you're an adult. You can go buy a bag of candy 70% off
exactly.
the day after Halloween.
Yeah, right?
That's what I'm saying. Or the reason I'm going to my little sibs is they don't even want all their candy. I can take some of theirs.
Right. And Kelly has never once finished her candy. Seriously, she'll get 10 pounds
you
of it.
You end up bringing it up here, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We never. I mean, she just sits there.
But if
it's
you
just
want
about,
it
it's just about getting it.
Yeah. If you want it for free. I'm just telling you, that's the heck
of
it.
Oh, my gosh.
In some towns, it's illegal to do that, by the way, so you're breaking the law, but it's all good.
Look at this, JC. Your inability to grow facial hair has paid off.
Oh, 100%,
Jenna.
There
you go,
yeah.
buddy.
Look
Looking
at
right.
that.
Yeah.
Take advantage.
Take that.
Baby face.
Guys that make fun of me for not growing a beard, Al. All right, give away money. I would say some people would say one is too many. And some people love cats.
Like some, you can have a number of big number of dogs, but if you have a big yard, that's no problem.
Yeah.
But if you have a lot of cats, cats are typically in the house. So typically, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have some outdoor cats as well. But
yeah.
It just depends on if you're going to get a cool cat. If you get a cool cat, you're going to love cats.
Mm.
Or if you get a cat that destroys and hates humans, which there are a lot of those out there.
I saw his hard girl. She goes, all right, a little bit about me. I have four cats. Swipe.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm shaking.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Do you have any kitty cats?
I do not, but I've got three kids. So.
Oh, yeah.
Are you hurting cats?
Yeah.
They act like cats sometimes. Yeah, of course they do. What are your kids' names?
We've got Caden, Lily, and Jackson.
Uh-huh. They get along just fine, or they fight?
Yeah. Half and half.
So you have a regular household. Perfect. That is perfect. Suzanne, which vault did you decide to go with?
75.
Vault number 75. Okay. All right, let's step up.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Bonus.
Password accepted.
Boom. All right, Suzanne. Boom. You have gained access into vault number 75. Here's how the game works. You're going to be in there with our banker who gives you dollar amounts. The longer you stay in there, the more money you make. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, and that's how much money you will pull out. Now, the vault could get all the way up to $1,000. If you hear him say $1,000, you make sure you yell stop for us because the door does not stop until you say that. And if it closes on you, you get nothing, okay?
All right,
you just feel it out, Suzanne. Use that gut instinct. See how much money you pull out. All right, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$90, $100, $210, $280, $330. 380, 410, 440, 490.
Stop.
$490.
All right. That's okay.
What they call a bird in the hand.
Guaranteed money right there.
Yeah, buddy.
What are you going to do with $490?
Between Christmas and bills.
Yeah.
Little bit,
it's officially time to start thinking about them Christmas presents, and that's going to definitely help you out with them kiddos. Just for fun, Suzanne, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
$550. $600. $690.
$830.
Uh-oh.
Hey, not bad.
That's all right. Yeah, you got $490, girl.
Suzanne.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. You enjoy that $490 and get as many presents as you can for those kids.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week. It was awesome talking with you, and thank you for playing. That's how you play Beat the Bank Extreme right there.
Yep.
In fact, we have another password headed your way in about 35 minutes. So forget the one we just gave you. Beat the Bank Extreme still going on, Kid Nation. You still have one more shot this morning.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We did have an outing on Friday for the office. We went to a haunted house. A virtual haunted house. Yeah, we didn't go to a real haunted house because we learned from Justin trying to scare us that Trey is ready to kill people if they scare him. Like, he's ready to go get after it.
Well, I'm so excited to hear your thoughts because I had to miss this.
This was a virtual reality. It's called The Void, and it's like in five different cities. We just happen to have one close to us.
It's high-end VR, right?
You walk around.
Yeah.
There's a room, and you're walking around interacting with things. It's super awesome. And if you're wondering, is it scary? Because you know that it's fake.
Yeah.
Here is some audio from our reactions while we were going through this.
A monster just came at me.
Jeez!
Who is that?
Okay. No!
Oh my god!
I am telling you, this thing was one of those where you turn and there it is type things.
Well, it's hyper reality.
And it's so you feel
so
things.
You are in it.
So it was awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. It was awesome. I had my watch on my Apple Watch, and you could tell my heart rate. On there, like I went back and looked at it, and you could tell where it definitely spiked. But
I wish they could have videoed us going through it. They can't.
Yeah, they can, but they won't because
fun to see.
Oh yeah,
because you're looking at things and you're dodging things that aren't there. So that's
I couldn't even stand on the shipwreck at the computer store at the mall that had virtual reality. I fell to the ground. I was terrified.
Yeah. It was so cool. Yeah, and I'm telling you, this was probably the safer way to go. That if you're really scared of people touching you or jumping out in front of you, nobody touches you. And there's a couple puzzles you got to solve, which is cool.
Well, they should have told us that. Because we're just like standing there.
They help you.
Me with Russ.
Puzzles?
Yeah, there's like, they put me with Russ, and Russ and I are like, well, what are we supposed to do? And I didn't know.
A hand floats in there, right?
And so there was like this wand or something that popped out, so I grabbed it. I was like, am I supposed to like hit people with this? And somebody that worked for the company just came and gently took it out of my hand.
No, Kelly, they said you had the most natural reaction because your natural reaction, if you're in that situation, is to grab a weapon. Yeah. Kelly was the only one to think about that.
Really?
Yeah, you're the one that reacted the best way, they said.
Okay.
But the star of the screams there is Anna.
Hi.
The one who is easily the best person to scare in the office.
Yeah, I was terrified. I scare so easily. Like, it's so easy to just come up behind me, and I get spooked, like, all the time. And somehow, me and Trey got partnered up to do this together.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine how we were protecting each other through all that.
Terrible support system.
Terrible.
And by the way, the people in the theater can definitely hear you on the outside. They can hear people screaming. Everything you say, they can hear you. But, Anna, you have another spooky thing for us.
Oh, yes, because we are still in spooky season.
Yes.
Which
is
the best season. And something really, really spooky happened to me the other night. And I wanted to share it with you guys.
Is this besides your dad telling that dumb joke in front of your boyfriend? And
is this scary? Don't remind me. That was very
your parents
spooky.
Meeting your boyfriend.
That was emotionally scary. This was a lot. Okay. Thank you for queuing up my spooky music.
Oh, we got
so it. I will share this story with you. Like most stories, spooky ghost stories, in the shape of a poem.
Oh, okay.
It was a dark and stormy weekday night. In the middle of spooky season, I was stuck in a fright. 40 degrees out, because Texas doesn't believe in fall. My Twitter, Instagram, even Facebook. Nothing was working. Nothing at all. What does one do without internet? Read a book? I don't have one. Maybe I'll just sit in regret? I don't know. My iMessages were green.
Oh,
okay. They were sending as texts. I was deep in my own thoughts. Jenna, I almost texted my ex. That's the real horror here, if I'm being honest. Not the haunting of Hill House. I watched that in 2 days, just like I promised. So remember, kids, Michael Myers, the Boogeyman, Halloween sci-fi. Nothing is scarier than not having Wi-Fi.
That was a rough day.
Yeah, it was. I don't even.
So what'd you do?
I slept for like 6 hours.
Slept right through it.
I'm block it.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do without Wi-Fi?
I didn't want to remember any of it. I guess hope so it never happens again.
I have a lot of books. Day. Would you like a book? I do have a lot of books.
Well, my internet's back, so I guess I don't really.
Don't need a book now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I picked up a book last night, Kelly. I was reading more of The Plant Paradox.
Yeah.
I was on my phone for 2 hours, wide awake, picked up a book, 5 pages, lights out.
Yeah, that's how you
do. Sound asleep.
It's not the most titillating read, but
it's so detailed. I'm like, just give me to the food part about what
exactly.
I can't eat.
Yeah.
It's 280 pages in.
I know.
What can't I eat?
Just fast forward to that part.
Well done, Anna. That poem was great.
Anna, thank
was
you. Awesome. You. Thank you.
That
thank
was
you.
Scary.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Round 2 of Beat the Bank. Extreme! We still have some $1,000 vaults left over for you, Kid Nation. You just have to find them and claim that money. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But only if you know that password you need to get inside the vaults. Part-time Justin's in studio with us right now. Go ahead and give us a number.
27.
Caller number 27. You get to play Beat the Bank Extreme.
Got it.
Look at you thinking on your feet, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It has to be a prime number sometimes, right?
Yeah.
11.
Yeah. 27 is not a prime number. It's okay, though.
It doesn't have to be.
It's an odd number.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. You're good, buddy. You have a good weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend. I went to my homecoming at UNT. It was great to, like, hang out with all my friends. And we were going to go to the game because that's what you do for homecoming. But
right.
We ended up pre-gaming at the bars and just staying there.
Yeah, they have some good drink specials at college bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$2 doubles. How do you pass that up?
Right?
Oh, I wonder how they stay in business.
We had a bar on our campus that had dollar beers on Taco Tuesday.
Oh, my. Quarter.
Quarter beers? Oh, never mind.
Quarter.
Yo.
We started early.
Oxford, Ohio.
Okay, yeah.
Come on.
Tiny town.
That's good to do it for you.
Yeah.
What was your mascot?
Well, we were the Redskins, but that became inappropriate in my junior year, so they changed it to the Red Hawk.
Yeah, you're a bird now.
Oh, a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
have any of my original merch either.
Sure.
Shame. Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, but, you know, it became offensive to be a Redskin, so.
Well, I'm glad you brought up being offensive, because that is why I'm here.
Oh, boy.
You've been doing some studying on the trolls.
Yes, I found this article about trolling, and it's been in, I mean, we've experienced already. You can't get on social media these days without offending someone or seeing someone offended.
Online trolls, not the, like, thou shall not pass under the bridge trolls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not where you need a riddle or like Dora the Explorer. Yeah, not those trolls, but real life social media trolls, or also in just like social settings. There can be people that are just distracting, you know?
Yeah.
And a troll is someone who does something to get a reaction out of you. It could be good or bad. It could be evil. It could be angry, or it could be a nice, fun, loving way.
Yeah, like I could be trolling for dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right? Good. Yeah.
So with... As time goes on, we've seen that there's categories of trolling. So there's different types of them.
Right.
So I'm here to educate you guys on all the trolls that are out
there. Take us to troll school, Justin.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the first type of troll out there is a brand troll. These are my favorite because they're marketing geniuses. These are the people behind brand accounts like Wendy's, DiGiorno, IHOP, Charmin, okay?
Okay.
Now, Wendy's is so savage.
So savage.
One of the best ones out there in the game. Someone tweeted at Wendy's, said, "Roast me at Wendy's." And Wendy's responded with, "Why don't you get one of your 51 followers to roast you?" Cute little jab right there.
Seriously, I don't know who Wendy's guy is or girl that does the tweets, but they are by far the greatest of all time.
Good PR.
Yes.
Is it making you go to Wendy's more?
It's more for
them just about positive brand awareness.
Yeah,
are you eating more Wendy's?
No, I'm not, but they're getting their cloud up, and I respect them.
But we're talking about them right now.
I'm sure it works.
Yeah. But are you going to go buy that hamburger today because you're talking about
if
the now?
You were a fast food eater, yes. If I ate it, I would be more inclined to go there because they're funny.
Look, if I was driving by and my favorite spot wasn't available, and I saw Wendy's and a couple others...
Like, Twitter's so funny. I would actually go with Wendy's
is so hot right now with the roasting that I'm going to go there because their burgers are well done, you know?
As well as their burgers, flame roasted.
That's right.
Another great brand troll is Charmin. So someone posted a picture of pumpkin spice toilet paper, and Charmin goes on their Twitter and they go, annual fall PSA, we do not make pumpkin spice toilet paper. Even Charmin isn't that basic.
That how you say that?
What?
I have always said Charmin.
Charmin.
You said Charmin?
Yeah, I always like a ch.
I used to say Charmin and then it's I got corrected. Charmin. It's Charmin, yeah.
Charmin.
But JC says
I had no, I was just curious. I had no idea.
And I'm a fan of the ch. You know me, Jenna.
But isn't it Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
I thought it was ch.
Chihuahua.
Oh, why do people say Chihuahua?
Some people do.
We Americanized it.
Chihuahua.
Charmin is also my favorite type of brand of toilet paper as well.
Totally.
So it's always ultra soft.
Yeah, I'm a Cottonelle guy.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Angel Soft.
Yeah. Cottonelle's in a rap song. So
I'm just as long as as long as you're paper, I'm down.
All right, next troll, evil trolls. These are the people out there just trying to bully you. They're saying offensive stuff, calling you fat, calling you ugly, nasty stuff just to get a reaction out of you to start attacking them as well.
Got it.
These trolls need to be avoided at all costs. Just ignore them, block them, don't give them any attention because that's what they're looking for.
It's so hard.
These are people who hate themselves and they're wanting you to hate yourself as well.
Right.
So
yeah, when you write something mean on my photo, I know that you hate your life.
Yeah. And some of our listeners like to troll us too. I've been called annoying so many times. You know, it's...
If that's the worst, you're lucky.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm telling you.
Or Jenna's so thirsty for Big Al.
Yes.
Right?
I'm okay with that.
I'm telling you, these trolls cannot handle the your mom comeback though.
Oh yeah.
Like if a troll says that about Jenna, like you're so thirsty for Big Al, all Jenna has to say to that troll and it'll wreck him. Your mom's thirsty for Big Al. Every time it gets him, it's over.
Savage.
That's a KO right there.
I don't even care.
They hate that.
Get out of here.
Those are the evil trolls. Avoid them at all costs. Friendly trolls. These are the friends that'll comment on your social media just to get your attention, let you know that they're still there for you. Okay? So
why do we have to call them trolls, though? I call them friends.
Friendly troll. Because you can friendly troll.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll see a comment from one of your friends that says, brunch looks fun. Wish I was invited.
That's
or I can see that you can watch my Instagram story, but you can't reply to a text message.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jenna's been a friendly troll before. JC, you posted a picture of me and you on your Instagram from family vacation, and Jenna commented, "My favorite third gay couple."
My third favorite gay couple.
Which is rude that you wouldn't put us in the top.
Exactly.
Number one.
That's a good troll, right?
Yeah, it was a great. It was a clever troll. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Cultural attention trolls. These are people who are ready to call out racism or cultural appropriation without having the full knowledge of, like, what was going on.
Jenna, you can't wear that braid. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Kylie Jenner, whenever she posted that picture of her wearing a Gibson afro. Girl hair styled up tees, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't an afro. Yeah, Kendall Jenner. They didn't know the whole full subject on it.
Right.
Or also The Rock trying to play John Henry in the movie, right?
Yeah, they want someone very dark skinned.
He's
not black enough.
An actor who was fully black to play it, not half black. All right, wet blanket trolls. These are the people. Also, it's like
hold
Kelly.
On, wet blanket trolls?
Wet blanket trolls.
Okay.
This is like what Kelly is in the studio sometimes. Like,
what
the,
are you talking about?
Like the bit killer.
Wet blanket.
These are the mood killers. These are the people who are going to ask for vegan options at a barbecue cookout. Okay? Why ruin the fun?
Right.
You could be in a nice discussion, talking to your friend, doing a post like, oh my God, look at this cute little golden retriever we got. He's so cute. Oh my gosh. And then someone goes, is that dog a rescue? Why are you going to ruin the mood on getting a nice dog? And then you're going to have to bring up, is it a rescue? Great. Now we feel awful.
Well, you should be adopting from rescue shelter.
And then the last one on the list is a distracting troll. These are the people that make you say, huh, or WTF. Like, they're trying to just get you out of the focus of what you're in, okay?
Okay.
So they'll post like a picture of pancakes squirting ketchup on it and be like, yum. Now, does that sound delicious?
No.
No, it sounds gross. But you're going to react like, that's disgusting. I don't like that. And that's going to cause a big problem.
Oh, I might try it.
And Big Al is also a distracting troll.
Whenever
you go, Alabama is the only state that ends with A.
Because that's a fact.
Yeah.
It's distracting.
No, I would call that inside joke troll.
But that's what trolls do. That's what a distracting troll does.
The wet blanket trolls. Oh. Yeah.
Are there correcting trolls?
The people, like, fact checks?
Yeah, the people that always correct you for littlest things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, grammar trolls.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry my grammar's not correct on Twitter, but it's Twitter. And Twitter, can you hook it up with the edit button? just so we can get rid of it.
I would love to edit my
tweets. I do, though, love when trolls have incorrect grammar when they're trolling.
Oh, that is
you.
The best. Uh-huh. And you just hit them with the correct spelling of it, and that's all you got
to
hit them with.
Your is a very important word to get down. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
And two, T-O or T-O-O, that one they get along.
Someone wrote, what exactly is your costume? And they did it, you are. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're asking. I don't understand.
Well, those are my lists. I got them all down for you. I hope you now know, be aware. Some of them are friendly, some of them are fun, and some of them can just really anger you.
Yeah. And we learned we have some trolls in the studio.
So Alabama's not the only state that ends in the letter A?
So, Arkansas.
I can't think of another one.
Luckily, we're playing Beat the Bank, so the phone lines are going to be busy for Alicia. All right, let's get to it.
Can't think of any more. Y'all so smart.
Beat the Bank. Extreme. Beat the Bank.
Extreme.
9 votes left for you to pick from. Lots of money. Come on and get some.
Arizona, okay.
That's right.
That's two. Excellent, Al. It's two. Great, Al.
It's two.
Yeah, load up the text messages.
I forgot, there's two. My bad, y'all.
You forgot Arkansas. Great.
Arkansas. Yeah, don't forget Arkansas. That's a hard A right there.
It's Arkansas. An S, actually.
All right. Crystal.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got you. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing excellent. I already love you. I like the energy. What do you
have? I'm so excited. I'm trying to breathe right. I remember the one caller was breathing really heavily. I'm trying not to do that.
No, we like that because it shows us that you're excited and actually it matters that you got through.
You do you.
Yeah, you be you, Crystal. If you want to breathe all hard, you breathe all hard.
Please. All the oxygen
I'm so
you can
excited.
Handle.
I'm sitting in the parking lot. I kick the kids out the car. I say, hurry up and get out. I'm getting through.
All right. Now, what do you... You drop the kids off? They're all gone?
Yes, all gone.
All right. What's their name so they could hear their name on the radio when they get out of school?
Corey and Christopher.
Corey and Christopher.
The big C's.
Yeah. Does Christopher like to go by Chris yet, or is he still Christopher?
Still Christopher.
Yeah. Sounds important when you go by Christopher.
Yeah, the full name, long name.
Yeah, you got to go by that. All right, Crystal. Well, which vault did you choose?
74.
Vault number 74. Let's step up to it.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Flamingo.
Password accepted.
There you go, Crystal! Step one has been completed. Here's a wet blanket, Kelly, to tell you how we play the game.
Thanks, JC. So we're going to put you in the vault with the banker, and he's going to give you dollar amounts that keep going up, up, up. And your job is to yell stop before the vault door closes. If the door closes, you're going to lose everything. Now, the vault could go as high as $1,000, but even if it does go that high, you still have to say stop because the vault door is going to close.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got
good
it.
Good luck.
All right, Crystal, you keep that excitement up. Make sure you yell really loud so we hear you so you get your money. And let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$100. $160. $200. $250. $330. $360. $390. $460. $550. $640.
Stop.
All right. $640.
$640 for Christmas.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now I can breathe heavy. Go ahead.
Yeah, you have permission to breathe heavy.
Oh, my God. My son's going to be so happy. He turned 17th on the 20th of this month.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sure he wants something cool for his birthday.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, you're going to be able to buy him whatever he wants, maybe something for the little one as well, and something for you. Make sure you save some money for you, Crystal, because you got all this money.
Hey. Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Just for fun, Crystal, let's see how high I would have gone, okay? You already got the money.
Okay.
$720. $790. $870. $900.
Oh.
$1,000.
Hey, you didn't know that, Chris. It's all
that's
good.
Okay. I got money. I don't care. I'm a winner. I got through. I've talked to you. I've listened to you guys forever. I'm so excited. Nobody's going to believe I got through.
You are a winner.
That's right. You say it loud and proud, Crystal. You are a winner, in fact. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We love you, Crystal.
Oh, I love you guys so much. You're the best.
Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. There she goes. Crystal with $640 out of the possible $1,000. But it's all good because she's still a winner. I like
still
her.
Still a winner.
Also, that is exactly how we expect all the winners.
Yeah. If you know, right, we'll just play Crystal's back again.
Yeah, Crystal is that's what we need. Winner. If we had a class for how to win, now Crystal would be it.
I think Al should have to respond to every text.
What happened?
That bit.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
It's our inside joke bit.
Yeah. But you know what is happening next?
What?
We're going to solve your relationship issues with Love Letters to Kelly.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we have our love expert in the building. Her name is Kelly Raspberry. And she's ready to solve any issues you may have in your relationship. And it doesn't have to be just dating. It could be friendships as well. It could be anything that has you interacting with others.
It could be decorating tips.
It could be decorating. It could be anything you want. She can help you with whatever you want. She knows what she's doing. In a segment we like to call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a current college student and I'm 22 years old. Yet I honestly feel like I'm 30 or older. I've always had an old soul and could never relate to people my own age. I've never been in a serious relationship before, but I think I'm ready to start dating. I'm having trouble on whether I should date older men rather than my own age. I feel like I'm so young, so it'll be harder for me to find someone older because they won't take me seriously and they just want a trophy girlfriend. I've tried Bumble and had no luck, and I don't really go out because I don't have a ton of friends in the town where I live to go to bars and events with. Do you have any tips for me about how to handle the age situation and dating, Heather?
Well, Heather, when I was doing the online dating thing, I did 10 years younger, 10 years older, so I had a 20-year age gap. You can't do that because 10 years younger would be 12. So, but there's nothing wrong with just expanding your, you know, I would do your age up to 10 years older. That's not a ridiculously high age limit, and you'd still have enough in common where y'all could, I think, relate on a lot of issues. That'd just be my advice. I don't know necessarily. It shouldn't be so much about the age as it should be just what you have in common with someone and that you get along and then there's an attraction there. And, you know, with that age group, I always say just be around the type of guy you want to attract. Go to those places where that type of guy tends to be.
Golf.
And it might not be at a frat party, you know, doing the beer bongs and keg stands.
Oh,
if that's
fun.
Not what you're into. You can still find guys your same age who also aren't into those things, but they are at a place like Top Golf or something like that.
Or just golfing in general.
Just golfing in general.
I always liked a little bit older, too. I didn't like immature. But then again, you can find guys that are your age but are more emotionally mature.
Yeah.
But I kind of had a hard time dating in college because everyone was just like drunk and
partying, and if that's not your thing, then, you know, there's a lot of political campaigns going on right now. You can volunteer. You'd be going door to door with some, hey, good looking guy, you just never know.
Yeah.
You know, just start doing things that interest you. Start doing things that involve the type of man you want to attract, and vice versa for guys listening.
I might trick you though with that because my buddy did volunteer in politics and everything in college, but he also passed out drunk naked on our couch that we were trying to give away outside.
Yeah,
so.
But at least his interests at the heart of it were similar.
Right.
Yeah.
If 10 years didn't work, try 20.
What?
No, she's 22, Al.
Yeah, you can't.
Huh?
I'm just saying.
You're not even interested in 22 anymore. Let's just be honest.
Oh, he sure is.
No, he's not.
Tell Big Al what's good for him.
You just have to start considering, Al, when you date that young and you have a child with them, you're going to, like, die.
You can't think about that.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't think about them dying when you have a kid with them because they're three times your age?
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm just trying to help.
You can't even stand up during the entire show. How can you keep up with a 22-year-old girl?
As humans, we are living longer nowadays.
Right?
We're living up
that's
in
not necessarily a great thing.
No.
To the 112.
Thank you, Jason.
116.
Yep.
Hey, you can make it all the way.
116?
Yeah, there's a dude that was 116.
I don't want to live that
22-year-old wife.
Gave him something to live for.
Oh, man, it was true love. I heard it was true love.
If you got to like 120 and had 100 age 100-year age gap. Can you imagine that? Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband of 5 years always wanted me to relive my girl-on-girl days. And never
I can't believe you're reading this one.
And never stopped talking about it since we've met. Now, I resisted all these years, knowing that if I open that door, I won't be able to go back out into the world without women in my life. With his insistence, I finally let loose, agreed, and brought a woman into my life.
Oh.
Yes, I absolutely love it, miss it, and it's made my husband and my personal life way better. Now, the trouble is that he has been snooping around through my phone, and he's never done that before. I let it slide a few times, understanding the jealousy or insecurity because of how much fun I was having. He went through my phone this previous time with my girlfriend talking about muscles. Now, my husband has gained a lot of weight since I first met him, and that's why I love the fantasy of just muscles. When he found that out, he was so upset. He gave me all these rules and restrictions and started to feel like my dad. Physically, I'm not too attracted to his body, but I love him to death. Also, I know I worked too hard in my life on my own to get where I am and won't tolerate being told what to do. How should I handle this situation? Because I'm so confused since this is what he wanted. He pushed this on me. Nicole.
Thank you.
What's she asking?
How does she handle her husband now becoming her dad while she has other relationships?
She doesn't want to be told what to do, but she did. This is not a marriage. This is just like some sort of agreement between two people. This is just too twisted. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to respond to this. Your husband gave you permission to cheat. Whether it was with a man or a woman is beside the point.
Right.
It's still cheating. And he gave his stamp of approval. And then you don't want him telling you what to do. Well, he told you to cheat. You didn't have a problem obeying him when he said that.
Uh-huh.
Did you?
No backsies.
Ooh.
Yeah, so y'all backsies. Were just a mess in general.
I think you should leave and him for this just, girl.
Yeah, go live that twisted life. I don't know. If you want to save it, go to marriage counseling. I have nothing to offer y'all. That's just too messed up. I don't even know which question to answer.
She doesn't want him to be her dad anymore?
I don't even know what to answer with that.
Well, stop.
I can't, like Jenna said, I can't even believe you read me that letter, JC.
Because this is a love letter to Kelly, and this is a love.
We have a stack of letters we can't get to every week.
There's too much love going
fair
on.
Answer.
She wants to know.
A lot of love.
Fair answer.
I don't care if when you invite a third party into your marriage, it's just, there's, what good can come of that? I just do not see. And I'm sure there's people listening saying it works fine for us. I'm sure it does.
Right.
There's no jealousy. No, there's jealousy there. There's a lack of trust. There's insecurities, which obviously are playing out in this relationship.
You thought it was going to be all fun and games.
If you want to make your relationship with your husband work, kick the other one out of bed. That's all I've got to offer. If you don't care about that, then keep doing what you're doing and you're headed for divorce. There you go.
Boom.
Is Jay going to play number four?
Number four. Wow. It's too many.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
So, I am reaching out because I've been with my man for almost 3 years and I feel like we're at a standstill. He is perfect for me, and we even talk about marriage, and everyone always asks me, when are we going to tie the knot? Well, I don't want to push him, so I've been trying not to bring it up again, but I'm tired of living with someone and sharing my life with him if it's not going anywhere. I'm scared that I'm wasting the best years of my life with someone who might just use me up and spit me out at the end. How can I have him commit? From
Easy.
Ashton.
Ashton, marriage is important to you. So you tell him flat out, marriage is important to me. I'm not going to keep living like a married couple without the commitment. So I'm now going to move out. And when you decide that you want me in your life, lock, stock, and barrel, and put a ring on it, then we can talk about it. But until that day, I'm just going to have to move out. That doesn't mean you have to stop seeing him, but stop living like a wife when you're not, in fact, a wife, if that is truly what you want.
No free milk.
This milk ain't free, Jenny.
It's not. It's true. Kelly's absolutely right. Take it off the table.
But living like a wife when you're not his wife.
But
for some people, they can live together and not be married. And that I'm not judging living together. That's not what I'm doing right now. But I'm saying, if that is what you want. Ooh, I'm getting all Southern on you. If that's what you want, you got to take a stand. Do I think you're going to do it? I'm a little iffy on this. But I love him, and I can't afford to move back out, and then I have to find a roommate, and I'm on the lease. No. Then you have excuses, and you're not going to get the ring. You have to show him you're serious about it.
Yeah, nothing like ironing his shirts, being like, but I want a ring.
Right.
Stop ironing his shirts.
But acting like a wife when you're not the wife.
But you can't give out free samples and then stop giving out the free sample.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine. Kelly's different. I'm fine living together. I wanted to live together before I married someone.
I'm not judging that, but if you want to be the wife, this is what you're going to have to do.
If you want to do anything further in the relationship, you can't keep giving him stuff for free.
Got
to
draw a line.
As the guy that was in this situation, lived with his girlfriend, watching Kenzie when she would iron my shirts and do those. It made me visualize what being married would be like, and it made me happy.
And how long did it take you to propose?
48 years, Coach.
No.
Eight.
A short seven.
Eight.
Okay, she's 3 years in.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how old she is. Is she how old
she didn't say.
She was a lot younger when she lived with you.
Yeah, y'all were children when y'all started dating. Yeah. And so y'all lived together very young. I don't know what this lady's biological situation is.
True.
There's a lot of things to take into consideration. But if a woman expects something, she needs to start demanding more. And I don't mean that in a forceful, mean way. You don't have to pack up your stuff in a huff and storm out. You say, this is just the way it is. That's just it.
That feels nice, though.
This is just the way it is.
And just walk out.
And I'm not. Yeah. You don't have to make it, going out in a blaze of glory. Yeah. Just say, hey, I've decided I want more out of this relationship. I want to be a wife. And we're obviously not moving in that direction, so I'm going to move on. And it might scare him into making a commitment.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently lost my wife, and a good friend has been helping me with things. Before I got married, we were close friends, and now with my wife gone, we've been talking daily. I've always had feelings for her. And now that we've been hanging out often, things are becoming real, and I care deeply for her. I just don't know if I should say anything or just stay friends and keep it inside. This is from Up in the Air.
Well, I mean, if you can probably tell that there are feelings. I mean, if it's been a... Is his wife dead?
Recently.
That's dead, right? Not just gone?
Yes, it's dead.
I recently lost my wife.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that means dead.
Of course it means dead. But recently dead.
Yeah, recently dead. I mean, that's the problem when you jump back in too soon is you got a lot of pressure from people. And it could be a rebound situation where you're both leaning on each other for comfort and your feelings are getting distorted into being something they're really not. But there's nothing wrong with just casually dating and just seeing where it goes. I don't have a problem.
Man will be married in a year.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how it works, isn't it?
If she had been alive and lost him, she'd still be grieving.
But I would show a respect for the relationship you have with your wife and just don't just plunge right back in, but ask her for coffee, ask her for lunch, just kind of delicately. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah. Solid advice.
And just because she's your wife's friend doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with her.
What bothers me is that I've always had feelings for her.
Yeah, he could be.
That's weird. It's like, this is us.
I don't know. You hear people that say that, but I think they're going through stages of grief.
Do whatever makes you feel better,
right?
He might
have thought she was a lovely woman. You can't. I don't know why she's not seeing somebody, and maybe you're kind of twisting things and to being more than they ever were. But I don't know.
If I go, Al, please don't date my wife.
How long?
Ever.
But how long?
No, seriously, how long?
Like, never.
Like, a
just
year?
Look out.
Six
for
months.
Them. Look out for them.
I'm
going to
look out for
them. I would just say, just be respectful of your wife's memory proceed with caution.
I'd love to have a wing woman like Kenzie.
I'm going
to
move in.
Uh-huh.
Take care of Kaysen and Chloe.
Sure.
That's their names, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Al. All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays, so we have another episode headed your way. And today's episode was brought to you by Quip. Now, you're wondering, what is Quip?
Uh-huh.
So one of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. Mm-hmm. You're going to need that in love, too, because you're going to be making out a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
You can brush them more.
But most of us are not doing it properly. Well, Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and people that know how to design the perfect toothbrush for us. And it's actually really affordable, too.
Yeah, because electric toothbrushes are expensive.
Yeah, I've never had one because every time I've gone to buy one, they're so pricey.
I'm telling you, they're super pricey. No, Quip is really, really affordable for you, and it's got these cool sensitive sonic vibrations because apparently we've been brushing way too hard on our gums, and that's making complications happen in the mouth.
I think I'm having receding gums, and that's painful.
It's because you brush too hard. So Quip's got the sensitive sonic vibrations to help you with that. Okay. Also, my favorite thing about the Quip, it comes with this timer. So we're supposed to brush our teeth for 2 minutes. Most of us don't do it for 2 minutes. We get bored and we stop about a minute in. Every 30 seconds, it'll give you a pulse so you know when to switch sides.
Ooh, it's like a Clarisonic for the mouth.
Yeah, and once it stops and you're like, all right, I brushed for 2 minutes. My mouth is clean. I'm all good. It also has this cool cover so you can travel with it and you could stick it up on your mirror so you don't have clutter right there by your sink,
yeah.
Which is really cool. And on top of that, for $5, most of us don't get the bristles right? The heads?
Yeah.
Because they're expensive, or maybe you just don't have time, you don't know when to get them. For $5, Quip will send you the replacements. Okay. Whenever you need them.
What's the deal? I want one.
You want one?
I want one. I do.
Here's what I do. It starts $25. It'll get you a Quip. So you go to getquip.com/kid. That's K-I-D-D. Right now, you'll get your first refill pack for free, by the way.
How do you spell Quip?
That's Q-U-I-P. And the website is getquip.com/kid.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.